KCLA News reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. An attacker inspired by the Islamic State group stabbed six people at a New Zealand supermarket on Friday. Four police who had the man under surveillance shot him dead. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the man, a Sri Lankan national who arrived in New Zealand in 2011 and was on a terror watch list at a shopping mall in suburban Auckland, seized a knife from a display and went on a stabbing spree. She said six people were wounded, three critically. Four police who were monitoring him opened fire. Police Commissioner Andrew Koster said authorities were confident the man was acting alone and there was no further danger to the community. New Zealand's worst terror attack was the Christchurch mosque shootings in March of 2019 when a white supremacist gunman murdered 51 Muslim worshippers and severely wounded another 40. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Friday he will not run for re-election as party leader this month, effectively ending his tenure after just 1 year. Suga announced his intentions to resign at an emergency meeting of senior members of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. Suga had been widely expected to seek re-election as the LDP leader in a vote set for September 29th. Suga has been battered by his government's response to the pandemic, with Japan struggling through a record fifth wave of the virus after a slow start to its vaccine program. Japan has recorded nearly 16,000 deaths during the pandemic. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Officials in the U.S. states of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania said at least 46 people died as a result of flash flooding caused by torrential rainfall from the remnants of Hurricane Ida. President Joe Biden pledged emergency assistance to governors of both New Jersey and New York, as well as other states in the region, and sent his condolences to the families of those who lost their loved ones. He also said he will be traveling to Louisiana later today to meet with Governor John Bel Edwards to discuss the recovery efforts from Ida there. The president said the nation's Federal Emergency Management Agency and other agencies will be working around the clock until the needs of the region are fully met. The World Health Organization reporting Africa will fail to reach the global target of vaccinating 10% of its vulnerable populations against COVID-19 by the end of this month. The WHO's regional director for Africa blames the situation on what she says is the hoarding of life-saving vaccines by the world's wealthier countries. Africa's third wave of the coronavirus peaked in July. However, WHO reports 24 of Africa's 54 countries are still reporting high or fast rising case numbers. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Americans will likely have to get a third shot of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Fauci, who is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, said the final decision would be made by the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Whether those who got the one-shot Johnson & Johnson will need boosters remain to be seen. Any booster for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines would be given between 5 and 8 months after the second dose. A British national has admitted in federal court that he played a leadership role in an Islamic State scheme to torture, hold for ransom, and eventually behead American hostages. 37-year-old Alexandra Cody pleaded guilty Thursday evening to all 8 counts against him at a plea hearing in the U.S. District Court in Alexandria. Cody was one of 4 Islamic State members who were dubbed the Beatles by their captives because of their British accent. And better weather Thursday helped the battle against a huge California wildfire threatening communities around Lake Tahoe, but fire commanders warning firefighters to be prepared for ongoing dangers. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.